one of the biggest things we've done is pass the bond. And the reason why I say that is because not only did we pass the bond with an overwhelming majority, which is pretty difficult to do, it's something that creates opportunities for all the students in Lansing, and it promotes the Pathway Promise, which is something that is a great opportunity for all of our students to sort of decide what things they're interested in while they're young and specialize in that while they're going through from elementary school through high school, whether it's the arts or STEM type programming or the medical field or even insurance and business. It's something that it's nice that all of our students can look and see, okay, what do I want to do when I grow up and how do I get there? And the Pathway Promise helps us do that. And by passing the bond and being able to make improvements to our buildings, that's something that makes the opportunity available for all of our students.
Some have argued that school choice has been bad for Lansing schools because students have left Lansing to go to other districts. What is your opinion? Has Pathway Promise helped with that or been part of a solution?
It is. It's part of a solution that we've seen work. In the past year, we had over a dozen families that came to the Lansing School District, and when the reasons for coming to the district were directly linked to the Pathway Promise. So we're seeing it work in that regard to draw and attract and keep families in the district. So we want to just make sure that we are continuing to talk about the opportunities that we have. I mean, we have great opportunities for our students and great diversity and programming that just aren't offered in neighboring schools. And so we want to make sure that folks are aware of that and have those opportunities available to their students and their children.
What is the most important issue facing the Lansing School District today?
Well, I don't know if there would be necessarily one issue. I think that when you have a large district like we do here in Lansing, there's lots of challenges and great things going on at the same time. We have steady enrollment and a balanced budget, which are usually the two big things that districts or board members worry about. And so now we're able to focus on the great things that we have going on. On Saturday, January 28th, we have our district showcase at Pattengill, which will give folks an opportunity to see all of the great things that we have going on. So I think when I look at the district and what things that we can do to sort of improve the great things we already have going, I think about increasing our student achievement with test scores. So even though what measured achievement seems to be a moving target and the test keeps changing, I really want to see us put a focus on increasing our test scores and making sure that our children are able to learn at the measure that the state has given us.
The East Lansing Board of Education just approved a resolution stating that Betsy DeVos is not fit to serve as Secretary of Education and urging U.S. senators to vote against her confirmation. Does the Lansing School Board take a position on DeVos?
At this time, we haven't taken a formal position. We haven't had a resolution that has come before the board. And so at this point, you know, what my focus is as the president of the board is to focus on the things that we can control and the things that we have a responsibility for. So the things that we can control are what's happening in our schools and our responsibilities for the safety, welfare, and education of our students. So those are the things that we should be focusing on. But certainly if there's things that could come down the pike legislatively that would impact us, that's something that we should be involved in. But at this point, the district has not taken, or the board has not taken, a formal position.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me, Rachel Lewis, Lansing School Board President, and wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.